Hello and welcome to the Managing Uncertainty podcast. I'm Brian Strauser, Principal and Chief Executive here at BrightPath. And in this week's episode, I want to talk about the evolving role of the General Counsel or Chief Legal Officer in crisis management in your organization. Now, the General Counsel has always been an important part of crisis management because they, as the Chief Legal Officer, as the overseer of all legal matters in an organization, they play an important advisory role, an important strategic role on the executive team, and they are the principal advisor to the chief executive officer and the board in terms of providing legal advice in all kinds of situations, not just in a crisis. But we are seeing the role of the general counsel evolve when it comes to crisis management. What I mean by that is we're seeing the general counsel position really evolve from being just perceived as a legal advisor, being perceived as just a legal expert, to now playing a strategic role in crisis response and decision making. Part of what has driven this has been the rise in cyber extortion and ransomware incidents over the past decade, and the rise in more reputation-focused crisis situations that have happened over the last decade or so, not just cybersecurity, but broader reputational challenges as well. And of course, the general counsel is at the center of all of that. And in a lot of organizations now, some of the risk and resiliency functions, or in some cases all of them, report up through the general counsel. In my days as the head of crisis management and business continuity at a Fortune 30 organization, I reported to the chief security officer, and his leader was the general counsel. So even over a decade ago now, that was already happening in some of these organizations. I have a client right now whose general counsel has taken over responsibility for third-party risk and enterprise risk management in a privately held organization that plans to go public, because these are functions that need to be built, and the CEO and the board see her as the owner of these types of risks. So there is a definite shift happening across large corporations where the general counsel is moving from being perceived as just the legal advisor to being a crisis leader. And there's much more, I think, proactive risk identification happening here, where instead of just reacting to crises, the general counsels are now being expected to help anticipate risks for the organization and being the leader who is responsible for implementing preventive measures. This, of course, leads to general counsels leading more cross-functional coordination, where they're acting as the bridge between teams like legal affairs, communications, compliance, and the executive team, or information security and others, to ensure that there is a unified crisis response within the organization. We're also seeing more regulatory and compliance oversight. And of course, lots of general counsels already own this as a part of overseeing a regulatory and compliance operations team, or maybe just a compliance team that's part of their legal organization. But they have the responsibility in these situations of ensuring that the organization is adhering to these ever-evolving regulatory mandates and requirements that even become more intense during a crisis situation. There's also the aspects of reputation and stakeholder management, where we often see communications, of course, being part of a marketing organization, but the general counsel would work closely with the communications public relations teams to craft legally sound and reputation-preserving messaging. In fact, in some of our clients, the general counsel is the final approver of messaging before it goes out. They have that responsibility of being the CEO's eyes and ears on this externally facing messaging and making sure it has their stamp of approval before it goes out of the organization, that it meets the legal requirements, but also they're looking at this with that reputation and crisis lens before that messaging is published. Many general counsels are now the actual crisis leader for the organization. I haven't necessarily seen them own the crisis management function, but for a number of our organizations, the general counsel is the crisis leader for the organization in a number of scenarios, like a data incident, like a ransomware or cyber extortion event, because they want to conduct the response under privilege, but also they see the general counsel as the natural leader in that situation for the organization, as the role, the executive who should be taking charge in that situation and leading the organization through that, escalating certain issues up to the CEO. And again, with cyber threats on the rise, we see general counsels as increasingly involved in cybersecurity and information technology planning around disruptions at this level and really helping be a part of that core leadership team. And lastly, we see general counsels as playing a crucial role in conducting or participating rather in the after action process and making sure that they're working to refine legal strategies and other strategies across the organization to improve future preparedness. So we see the general counsel's role continuing to evolve, taking on more important steps or more important responsibilities rather within the crisis management function in your organization, that they are becoming a more central figure in your resilience capabilities, blending their legal expertise with more leadership and strategy for crisis management. That's it for this edition of the Managing Uncertainty podcast. We'll be back next week with another new episode. Be well.